We said last week that the psalmist begins Psalm 23 with this wonderful statement of faith. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Or in other words, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall never need anything. Well, after this beautiful statement of faith, the psalmist gives us pictures. It's almost like he's putting together a photo album of pictures or scenes that come to his mind that describe for us what it means that the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. He gives us a picture of a flock of sheep lying down in pastures of rich green grass, having plenty to eat, having all their needs met. Next, there is a picture of the same flock, and now they're being led to quiet, still waters, places where they can drink and be restored in their energy and strength. Then we read of the same flock being led down new paths, paths that have hardly been used. These are paths of righteousness that lead to green pastures and quiet streams of water. If we could take all of these pictures together, they form a beautiful photo album. It's perfect contentment. It is peace. It is lacking for nothing. But there's an underlying message that David wants us to know from Psalm 23, and that message is this: sheep on their own cannot find this type of satisfaction. If sheep are left to their own devices, they will never be able to experience the kind of peace and contentment that David describes in Psalm 23. One modern-day sheep herder has stated, "The greatest mistake a young shepherd can make is to think that the sheep are able to take care of themselves and to get along anywhere." We know, we said this last week, sheep are not the smartest of all animals. In fact, we know that if sheep are left to themselves, if sheep don't have a good shepherd to lead them and guide them, several things can happen. One, the sheep will begin following the same trails in life, and they will turn those trails into ruts or gullies, and erosion will begin to happen to the land. If sheep are left on their own, they will graze on the same hills or the same pastures. They will eat the grass to the point that they destroy the roots and ultimately damage the roots, where this beautiful green pasture now becomes a desert wasteland. If sheep are left on their own, they pollute the ground until it becomes corrupt with disease and parasites. If sheep are left on their own without the proper guidance of a good shepherd, then sheep will ultimately destroy the land and they will never be satisfied. David knows this: even a good shepherd has difficulty in keeping the sheep satisfied, constantly finding new pastures and quiet waters for them to be restored. Sheep will not lie down in contentment if there are any problems. Now, David knew this about sheep, but he also knew this about human beings. For when David writes Psalm 23, he's not only writing about sheep, but he knows that we are very much like sheep. In other words, we also find it very difficult to be completely satisfied. David knew that we often focus on problems and difficulties to the point where we experience very little contentment and satisfaction. David knew that often we cannot be satisfied. That as human beings, sometimes we experience very little peace. We often worry in our lives about the job market, about the economy, about our own job and the company where we work. We worry about businesses in our area. We worry about politics. We worry about mass shootings. We worry about family life in 2019. We worry about marital relationships. We worry about beginning school. We worry about our place in this world and in life today. And we sometimes find that we live life with this overwhelmingly pessimistic attitude because of all the things that wear down upon our shoulders and burden us with the worries and concerns of this life. We often live with experiencing very little peace. Now, this morning, we could talk about the many reasons for why we experience this lack of contentment. But what I want to share with you today is that I think ultimately at our core, the reason we lack peace and contentment is a spiritual problem. A spiritual problem. There are so many things that we are worried about, but ultimately the reason we are not satisfied has very little to do with the economy, bureaucracies, interest rates, inflation, the government, politics, any other issue you can name. No, the deep-seated issue is within us. Our restlessness, our dissatisfaction. These things are symptoms of the spiritual issues that we deal with. Let's say it this way. We are often not satisfied because spiritually we are starving. Let me ask you, what is it that keeps you from being satisfied or at peace? What hinders you from lying down in green pastures? What prevents you from finding quiet waters that you may drink and restore your soul? Maybe if we're honest and we look inside ourselves, some of the very same things that keep sheep from being satisfied prevent us from experiencing peace as well. One of the things that keep sheep from being satisfied is fear. Sheep will not lie down in peace or contentment if they are afraid. Now, David knew this from experience. David had spent hours and days and months of his life caring for sheep. And he knew that sheep are timid and they are afraid. And at the slightest suspicion of a threat, at the slightest suspicion of danger from a predator, a wolf, a coyote, a dog, you name it, a sheep will never lie down in contentment or peace. The sheep will stand ready, afraid, ready to run. They cannot lie down, rest, or relax. If they sense any danger, they are easily frightened. A tiny bunny can jump from one bush to another and cause an entire flock of sheep to run or to stampede. One sheep, if it is spooked by an insect or a bug, can cause an entire flock to scramble wildly, running in all directions. Fear is one of the main reasons that sheep will not lie down and be content. I wonder how true that is for each of us. Fear certainly keeps us as human beings from experiencing God's peace and contentment. Fear is often what keeps us from being satisfied. Fear is one of the primary reasons that we don't always experience abundant life. It can be, for some of us, the fear of pain, the fear of heartache. Or maybe it is the fear of illness or sickness. Maybe it's the fear of failure. Maybe it's the fear of rejection. Maybe it is the fear of damaging our pride, looking foolish or silly. For some, it's even the fear of death. All of these fears can creep into our life and begin to cause us to experience a lack of peace and contentment. Just like sheep, these fears keep us restless, upset, and agitated. But you see, here's what David wanted us to know. David, the psalmist, says, here's what the hope is. Here's the good news. Unlike sheep, we don't have to live in fear. Unlike sheep, we have the ability to remember who our good shepherd is and to know of God's love and care for us. We know and remember that God has been there for us in the past, and that carries us through these moments in the present and the future when we are concerned. We know that if God, our good shepherd, cares for the little birds of the air and cares for the flowers in the field, then surely God cares for us as well. We remember what David said in a different psalm, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, David said, though the earth gives way, though the mountains fall into the sea, God is our shepherd, our refuge and our strength. David reminds us all through the Psalms, especially in Psalm 23, we do not have to live in fear because the Lord, our shepherd, is a very present help. Early in our service, Logan read from 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, perfect love drives out all fear. Just like for sheep, fear is an obstacle that keeps us from experiencing the life God wants us to live, but we don't have to be held captive by our fears. You know, maybe there's even another way that this psalm and this section of this psalm relate to our experience. Another thing that prevents sheep from being satisfied is problems within the flock. You see, what happens with sheep is if there are problems with just a few of the sheep, then those problems begin to permeate the entire flock. An entire group of sheep can be affected and become upset because of the problems with just a few. Even if individual sheep are upset and are unable to relax, then often the entire flock is restless and agitated. The same is true with us, isn't it? We experience the same situation in our families. We experience it in our community organizations. We experience this truth in the workplace. And certainly we experience it here at church. We are the body of Christ. And Scripture reminds us that when one of us hurts, we all hurt. When one of us is agitated, we all are agitated and upset. If problems persist among just a few, they spread throughout our entire group. But again, David says, there is good news. There is hope. Philip Keller, the modern-day sheep herder who I mentioned last week, describes some of the problems that he has noted in his own flock of sheep that he cares for and realizes how similar they are to human beings. He says in his flock, maybe even just two of the sheep are fighting among one another, but what happens is the entire flock then becomes upset. But an interesting thing happens, he says. Keller writes, in the course of time, I came to realize that nothing so quieted and reassured the sheep as to see me, the shepherd, in the field. The presence of their master put them at ease as nothing else could do. What a powerful lesson. Keller reminds us of the same thing David is saying, and that is this: when our eyes focus on our immediate situation and the concerns that are right around us, and the problems that envelop us in life, when that is our focus, and that is what we spend our time and interest focusing on each week, then our mind moves away from what our true focus should be. When we lift our eyes to our Good Shepherd, then everything becomes calm and peaceful once again. Keller reminds us, and David reminds us, that in our Good Shepherd, we see one who will not desert us nor forsake us. We see one who will always be present for us in all of our needs. When we keep our eyes on our Good Shepherd, we realize who is actually in control and who is leading and guiding all of our lives. For as David says, God is our Good Shepherd. He is a very present help in trouble. I think basically it all comes down to this. All of us, like sheep, have situations and circumstances in our lives that keep us from being satisfied and content. For some of us, it is fear. For others, it is relationships. For still others, it is personal concerns or worries. For some of us, it is job. For some of us, it is family life. The question, what is it in your life today that keeps you from experiencing the abundant life that God wants you to have. Here's what David would say: whatever it is, realize that you have the Lord as your good shepherd, and God is present to care for you and to help you. Tell God why you can't lie down. Tell God what is preventing you from drinking from the cool, quiet waters. Tell God what is keeping you from walking on the paths of righteousness in your life. For after all, it is the Lord who helps us in our time of need. It is God who helps us to lie down, to find the quiet waters, to restore our souls, to lead us to paths of righteousness. Allow God to guide you and to help you. Take your eyes off of the current circumstances that are around you in life and lift up your head to focus on the Good Shepherd who is leading and guiding in your life. For there we find, when the Good Shepherd is our focus, He is a very present help in times of trouble. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, this day we are grateful as we continue to learn from David about the situations and circumstances of life. And today, Lord, we are grateful that your word reminds us that you are greater than all of the situations and circumstances of our lives. We are reminded today, Lord, that as we trust in you as our good shepherd, we are able to change our focus and to look to you as the source of strength and encouragement and a very present help in times of need. Lord, lead us and guide us with faith and courage as we seek to live for you and serve you every day of our lives. And forever, Lord, keep us near the cross. For it is in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we pray. Amen.